The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access radio station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, then please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Thor Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this afternoon I have my friend Hayden, who had a disability taught autism, and he just going to tell us about what it's like for him. Tell us about yourself.
Well, hi, I'm Hayden, and yeah, I have autism.
How long have you had autism for?
Basically all my life. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not, early years were a wee bit difficult. You can't remember your early years as you do now, so.
Yeah. How old were you when you got autism?
I think I was about 2.
2? Have you had autism all your life?
Well, just like the first few years was, I've been hearing like cases about like with the measles going around and.
Yeah. If she could have any job in the world, what would it be and why?
Well, basically anything, just as long as it's not like something that's like outdoors, because with Invercargill, any day can be a good day, any day can be a bad day.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't take your mind stress slots, like, yeah. I know, a teacher or something like that.
Yeah. If she could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Well, New Zealand. Because we're better than anybody. Oh, I shouldn't say this, but better than anybody else. But if you go somewhere else, you've got to think about how you're going to live. You need money to survive.
Yeah. I hear you do a lot of stuff in the community. What do you do?
Do a few things every now and then. I was on the youth council for a few years now. I've given that up, but I now I work at the Invercargill City Council. Casually sometimes now, which is good.
So, what do you do there?
They're recycling and mail run, and not mail run, but basically the recycling, paper, anything that comes out of a hat. Everything, every day is a different day, so.
Yeah. What is it like having a job when you have got autism? Does that sound right?
It does. It has its challenges.
Yeah.
Any day can be different.
Mm-hmm. What advice do you do to someone with autism?
Just never give up. Keep aspiring to reach your goals. It won't take overnight, but it will. It will take a possibly not long, but give it time. It will happen.
What do you enjoy doing when you are not at work?
Just cruising here and there about.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend, possibly going up to Christchurch for a long weekend.
Cool.
Right. I haven't seen it in concrete yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Was it hard for you being at still with autism?
I'll give you this. It was really hard. Well, primary school was harder.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I finished school in year 13 in 2014, and it was the best year. Basically, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, like the last year, it's still like you don't have to do anything.
But primary school was hard. And there's always those idiots, called bullies. And I'm not sure if it's still the case for people like me these days, asking like every now and then for.
Yeah.
You just have to ignore them and just realise that you're no different to anybody else.
Yeah. What sins have you achieved in your life?
I got a citizenship award in 2010 when I was year 9.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Well, so I went out to Wellington for a youth award in 2016. That was really good.
So.
And I'm happy where I am at the moment.
Yeah. What are your dream goals for the future?
basically not buying a house because the house prices keep going up and up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Probably start a family in a few years save up for not for a house, but rental, something like that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Basically, Jack, there is. I just want to take a moment to remember Blair Vining, who went really he was really good for his battle.
Yeah.
And fought for hundreds and thousands of New Zealanders. I say that because you've got lots more questions about, say, next.
Yeah.
But I went to his funeral last week.
Yeah.
That was so packed. Imagine how many New Zealanders he saved with his cancer.
I would not know. I did ask by the receptionist at Ngātete if I'd do represent Ngātete, and I said, yeah, I would do, but there would be too many people, and yeah. I probably wouldn't know where to do, so they didn't even know him there. But I'm
like his wheelchair space at the stadium.
Nah, there would be so many people, and I would get sidetracked and wouldn't know where to do, and I didn't know him, but I wanted to interview him on the radio. It was all good, and then he said, I'm sorry, you can't interview me on the radio because I am in Dunedin Hospital,
yeah.
And I'm not good. And I said to him, order me and just message if you want to do on the radio, but he heard nothing, and I didn't want to just annoy him.
Yeah, exactly, because his illness comes first, and yeah. I just want to just take a moment to thinking about his family at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you an All Blacks fan?
Yes.
So the All Blacks played Ireland in the second total final on Saturday night at 11:15. The final score in that game was 46-14 to the All Blacks. The try scores for the All Blacks were Aaron Smith, .2, Bowden Barrett, Tody Taylor, Matt Todd, George Bridge and Geordie Barrett. Richie Moana, .1, penalty and Fulton Virgins, and Matt Todd, .1, a yellow card. The only try score for Ireland was Robbie Henshaw and a penalty try and Wanton Virgin from Joey Tarbury. The All Blacks now meet England in the Rugby World Cup semi-final on Saturday the 26th of October at 9 p.m. at International Stadium in Yokohama. In the other semi-final is South Africa versus Wales, 10 p.m. on Sunday the 27th of October at International Stadium in Yokohama. The result for the Rugby World Cup Total Final were 40-16 to England versus Australia, 46-14 All Blacks versus Ireland, and 20-19 West France, and 26-3 to South Africa versus Japan.
Just want to say something quickly.
Yeah.
I thought that Japan was going to go to the World Cup final.
So did I, actually. I thought the final would then be out of New Zealand and Japan. But I think New Zealand and South Africa now.
And here's me thinking that possibly since they're really, really good, because Japan, I thought Japan was going to be like, you know, they lose all the time, but
in
the next few years I predict that Japan might make it to the finals or might make it to a big one. And also just want to say as well that the All Blacks went really well, and because Ireland have beaten All Blacks before, won't go into there, but especially feel for the Barrett brothers at the moment with their loss of their granddad who died last week, a few weeks back, as well, so it can be challenging when overseas.
Yeah. And when your family's all in New Zealand and you're on the other side of the world, do you get a bit homesick sometimes?
Well, it was a case of, because my cousin died over in Australia a few years back.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we just did was, there is a saying, you know, never give up. There's that Māori saying as well, moi maura e te hoa, I can't pronounce it.
Neither tonight, e te nei, I don't know.
Moi maura e te hoa, I think it's right like that.
Yeah.
Thank
you for listening to Thought on 96.4 Radio Southland. You can download my podcast from iTunes platform or access Radio or on the Radio Southland Facebook page. Access Internet Radio Project thread to download from Digital Play. In there is an app, just put in Soul of Jet and you will find it. Thank you, Hayden, for coming into the studio this afternoon.
No pressure, it's been really good.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of the Access Internet Radio Project makes these podcasts available. To find similar podcasts by other stations involved in the project, go online to accessradio.org.